Mike Steven here with you on 720 WGN on the air until 11 o'clock. 312-981-7200 is the phone and the text line here in the Allstate Showcase studio. You know, we've been talking a lot about the state of Chicago and the future of the city recently because we have an election coming up. And really, it's great to have these conversations, but we should be having these conversations year-round. The Civic Lab is a co-working space in the West Loop in Chicago that's dedicated to social justice and civic engagement. Tom Tresser is the co-founder of Civic Lab. The website is civiclab.us. He joins us here on WGN to tell us all about Civic Lab. Tom, how are you?
Hey, Mike, thanks for bringing me on the show.
You got it. I think what you're doing with Civic Lab is pretty cool because you're getting people involved. And that's something that just really irks me when we have so many people here in Chicago. And a lot of us think that, oh, you know what, this civic stuff, this politics stuff, I'm not really going to pay attention to it. Yeah. I don't want to get involved with it.
Yeah.
But it's something that we really need to be thinking about. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, look at it this way. You pay taxes. You ride the subway, you got kids in school, you like clean air, you like a policeman to come if you're assaulted,
right.
If your house burns down, you'd like someone to show up and put the fire out. You know, these are the things we take for granted, but they don't run by themselves. It's part of our city. It's part of our civic life. And, you know, we should all be a part of it. I mean, look at it this way. Democracy is a full contact sport. You can't play it sitting in your armchair. You got to get up and make it happen. So that's how I look at things. And I know people are kind of cynical and they look at politics with a kind of a bad taste in their mouth.
Yeah.
And honestly, you know, in Chicago, we can't blame them. But putting that aside, we do have an election coming up. So, yeah, everyone should really get involved. The Civic Lab is about civic engagement and civic innovation. We're trying to make civics fun, oddly enough. We're trying to make it easy, and we're trying to make it innovative. We're trying to solve problems that have been perplexing us, and we bring people together to do that.
And you are a co-working space, like I said. So what does that mean?
Yeah.
Because you actually house some people that can come in and get their civic groups together and do work out of your space. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, the importance of having a space to make stuff, you know, people can get, you know, a workshop. You make stuff in a workshop, in a factory. People understand accelerators, and now we have incubators and, you know, places where new things happen for business. I think people understand that. And Chicago is pretty good about those kind of spaces.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about putting people together in a space intentionally to solve perplexing social problems, we really don't have much tools there. So that's what happens. We rent desks at a very cheap price. I'm almost embarrassed to say it's $200 a month.
Mm-hmm.
You get a desk. You get free printing. You get high-speed Wi-Fi. You get free coffee.
Look at that.
Come on.
It's a steal over at Civic Lab. Again, the website is civiclab.us. You guys are located at 114 North Aberdeen Street in the West Loop in Chicago. And you also feature a bunch of classes. So I think this is cool because if you are someone who maybe wants to get more involved in the process here in Chicago and say you want to know more about how things work, like how the Illinois state budget works, although that can be frightening. But if you want to know more about that, you have classes about that. You have classes about privatization in Chicago, even how to run for office, don't you?
Yeah, we don't want to scare people away just so with some of those. But listen, we've done 70 classes, everything from how to start a community garden, because there are people in Chicago who have these great skills and experiences, but not a lot of opportunities to share them. So we had many classes on that, how to take a vacant lot, clean it up, get the soils tested, figure out what to plant, and then how to organize your neighbors. All that we had in a series of classes. We had the classes you mentioned, which are a little more thornier about finances. We had how to run for office. We had classes on how to investigate your elected officials by an investigative reporter. And so we try to make them, you know, like 2 hours, bite-sized chunks, you know, that you can enjoy and walk away feeling like, you know, I got a good meal for my brain.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk about civic engagement, and certainly that class about investigating your elected official, oh man, that sounds juicy.
It was by a seasoned investigative reporter, Tom Gradell. He just came out with a book with Professor Dick Simpson on corrupt Illinois. Oh, it's delightful bedtime reading, 100 years of corruption in Chicago, including the 31 aldermen that went to prison. You know, we're number one, unfortunately, in America when it comes to corruption in the state of Illinois.
Right.
This book breaks it all down. And Tom, as the leg man for this book, has looked into politicians for 40 years. So he shares some of his juicy inside tips on how to get the dirt when you're trying to figure out what your politicians are up to. That was just one class. We've done many others. We also build tools. This is, again, in the spirit of the lab. You know, we're trying to make stuff happen. The biggest tool, the biggest project we've done is called the TIF Illumination Project, Tax Increment Financing, for all your listeners out there in radio land. It's tiffreports.com is the website, but basically these bad boys suck up about $500 million of our property taxes every year and put them into a black box controlled by the mayor. Now, this is not news here. This has been going on since 1986. And since that time, $6 billion has gone missing from Chicago's property owners into this giant black box. And we know about half of that went to. The other half is a deep, dark mystery.
Yeah, you know, the TIF reform, the TIF Illumination Project that you guys do at Civic Lab, I think that's great. And, you know, I've been talking about TIFs on the radio for a long time, and it's difficult to talk about because it's not the most engaging topic. It's kind of dry. It has to do with tax dollars and a lot of numbers. But this is something that affects every taxpayer in the city of Chicago.
And
if you look at your tax bill, you can't exactly tell how much money is going into a TIF district where you live. So it's like this money is getting siphoned off into these accounts controlled by the mayor, and we don't know about it. It's sort of out of sight, out of mind. But this is something, you know, we say, oh, in Chicago, we're broke. We don't have any money. Actually, we do have a lot of money, don't we?
Well, we just simply added up all the money. This is property tax money. These are not magic beans. This is just the most basic unit of civic finance. In the TIF accounts at the end of 2013, all right, everyone sit down, hold on to your seats. There was $1.7 billion sitting in those funds to this day, as far as we know. So, yeah, when you hear the litany that we're broke, we have to close schools, we have to shut down CTA service, we have to close mental health clinics, the list goes on. Your listeners can reflect on the city they live in, and is it working for them? Well, what if we could pump $2 billion tomorrow into Central City Services? What would that do for us?
And
what would you do? You know, what would you do with $2 billion?
Right. And I know that there have been reports that the TIF money doesn't go to the areas that it should be going to. The TIF program is intended, I should say, for areas that are blighted in the city of Chicago. So this money is supposed to get siphoned off into these TIF funds, these TIF accounts, and then that money is supposed to be spent on beautifying these neighborhoods that are maybe run down. But I know that the TIF money doesn't always make it to where it's supposed to go.
Well, I'm looking at a printout right now of 54 projects from the Loop. These are all funded by TIF projects. They add up to $840 million, you know, to the Can Insurance Building, Middle Steel, Oriental Theater, NAVTEC, JVC Steel Headquarters. I mean, this list goes on. TWA, Baird & Werner got $60 million for their office building. This list is like a mile long, and every one of these developments is in the heart of the Loop, in a booming situation, and oftentimes they're billion-dollar companies and billionaires who are receiving these monies, while at the same time, as your listeners well know, the city's fallen on hard times. So it's hard to square showering literally billions of public dollars on private interests with very little discussion. I mean, I guess if we put it to a vote and people are down with giving, say, Walmart, which got $11 million to build a shopping mall in the Ninth Ward, if we got behind that, then I suppose the people have spoken, but we're never asked.
Right. And we'll talk more with Tom Tresser about what he's doing. The TIFF Illumination Project, obviously, really important to know about the fact that TIFF districts exist and where the money is going. And I know that Civic Lab has done a lot of work with that, as we've been talking about with their TIFF Illumination Project. But we will talk more about the importance of civic engagement with Tom Tresser. He's the co-founder of Civic Lab. Again, the website is civiclab.us. They are located in the West Loop neighborhood in Chicago at 114 North Aberdeen Street. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back and more with Tom Tresser. I'm Mike Steven here on 720 WGN. WGN. Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock, broadcasting live from the Allstate Showcase studio in the Tribune Tower on Michigan Avenue, talking about civic engagement with Tom Tresser. He is the co-founder of Civic Lab. Check him out online, civiclab.us. They are located at 114 North Aberdeen Street in Chicago's West Loop neighborhood. And Tom, when we're talking about civic engagement, tell us why you think this is important, because I'm a big fan of knowing about what's going on in your community, in your city. I think we should all have an active interest in what's going on around us, because it's easy to shut things down and just trust other people to make decisions for us. Why do you think civic engagement is so important?
Well, I don't want to start waving the flag, but, you know, it's appropriate. I mean, this country was founded by revolutionaries who had this idea, this crazy idea, that folks just like you and I and the people listening to this radio right this minute should run their country. Oh, what a concept, you know, regardless of your pedigree. You know, you didn't have to, your daddy didn't have to be the Viscount of something, or, you know, a billionaire or whatever. Just folks should be able to run the country. But in order to do that, they said, you have to be smart. You have to know what's going on. You have to read the friggin' newspaper. You got to listen to the radio. You got to be informed. You have to be involved. That's what they said. And so to make this promise happen, to make the country work, it's all in. You know, it's a full contact sport, like I said. And another way to think about it is, look, you don't want to be a victim of history. You should be a maker of history. You should have your hands on the steering wheel of your community, and you have a right to.
Right.
Everybody has a right to, and I believe a responsibility to. So that's what I mean by civic engagement. It's much more than voting. It's volunteering. It's being informed about and having an opinion, an informed opinion about current events.
And I agree.
It's engaging your neighbors, volunteering and engaging. Yes.
Absolutely. And the thing is, you know, in Chicago, when we talk about politics, we talk about local politics. It's a great opportunity to see how the things that you do or people in your community, what they do, can affect change. Because at a very local level, you know, we're all electing our aldermen, and aldermen deal with things like street light outages and dirty streets and things like that. And if you can band together with your fellow neighbors, maybe you can start a community group or join an already existing community group. And these groups have influence, especially in these neighborhoods. And really, it's great to see that. And it's happening in your own backyard.
Well, they say all politics is local. And I would say that's all politics is hyper-local. And Chicago has a history, a famous storied history around the world, for being the center of organizing. I mean, a guy named Saul Alinsky cut his teeth here in the 40s. He started something called the Industrial Areas Foundation, and then President Obama called himself an organizer in the Alinsky tradition. And all an organizer is somebody who works at the community to help them as a coach to realize their own future, to solve their own problems. There's nothing mysterious about it. It's a great thing. You know, Ben Franklin was probably our first community organizer. So we need people to get involved, and now is the great, it's a perfect time. We have 19 runoffs for aldermen, of course, and a runoff for mayor. Never happened before. So this is fantastic. I urge everyone out there to vote. If you haven't already, you can still early vote. Please make it to the polls, either through early voting or, of course, on Tuesday Election Day. Make this a record turnout. I mean, unfortunately, the vote a few weeks ago was pathetic. It was 34%. My goodness, 34%. That's 484,000 people out of 1.4 million registered. Where was the other 800,000, Mike? Where'd they go?
No, I agree. We should get educated, get engaged, and we should at least get out and vote. And really, this sounds cheesy, I know, but when you reach out to others in your community and you get involved, you feel good. At the very least, you want to do something that makes you feel good, right?
Nothing cheesy about it. Totally, man, totally. And look, I know, again, people are saying, you know, what difference can I make? I'm only one person. It's all rigged. I mean, I know there's a lot of cynicism, but please get beyond it. We have a clear choice, and it doesn't always happen this way. But in many of these automatic races, there are very clear choices between, let's call them old school regular Democrats and feisty challengers. And we certainly have that at the mayoral level. We have the incumbent mayor, who's been named Mayor 1%. And he has his baggage and his record to answer to. And then we have Commissioner Garcia, who is portraying himself as a man of the people. So there's a kind of a really good dichotomy. And, you know, you should go out and vote and express yourself for one or the other.
Right. Yeah. However you want to vote, that's up to you. But get engaged. Get educated.
Yeah.
You know, take some initiative and learn what's going on in your community. I think what you're doing.
And
go ahead, Tom.
Stay engaged, too.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
You know, no, that's right. Stay engaged. Past an election. You know, join a community group, block club, your church, your synagogue, your mosque, start something if there isn't something in your community. Clean up a lot, you know, mentor a kid, work in an after-school program. There's so many ways that people can get involved and make a difference. I see it all the time, and they say a mighty oak from a little acorn grows.
Tom, I think you need to get fired up more. Tom Tresser, you are the co-founder of Civic Lab. The website is civiclab.us. You guys are located at 114 North Aberdeen Street in Chicago's West Loop neighborhood. Again, the website, civiclab.us. You're doing some great work, and I think we are all benefiting from it. You are very inspirational to all of us. And maybe after hearing this conversation, someone might say, you know what? I'm going to check out my community group in my neighborhood, or I'm going to get involved. So, Tom, thank you for all you're doing, and thanks for talking to us here on WGN.
Hey, thanks for bringing me on. Good luck to everybody. Get out and vote, folks.
That's right. Coming up on April 7th, the big election. Again, Tom Tresser, the co-founder of Civic Lab. We'll take a short break. We'll come back, and we'll get a look at the news. I'm Mike Steven here with you until 11 o'clock here on 720 WGN.